The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, who happens to be husband, fellow realtor, co-host, do-it-all person, right?
Assistant. Yes, that's what I do. I love it. I love my job.
I know you do. And it shows.
Yeah.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. We're here Sundays at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, advising, and assisting clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. If you want to suggest a topic, something we haven't covered, I think we pretty much covered everything. You know,
well, we've covered many topics.
Everything. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
And speaking of topics, they're all archived, all our radio shows on jruddy.com, where one can also view all our listings and search the MLS listings.
Well, you can see the videos of the agents there too, right?
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. We have two pages, Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, and we also have the Real Estate Roundtable. Okay, for the second week in a row, we have Joni Sarah, co-owner of Doors, Windows, and More. You co-own Doors, Windows, and More with your husband, Sal Sarah, correct?
Yes, I do.
How long have you had Doors, Windows, and More?
We've had Doors, Windows, and More for 30 years, and my husband Sal's been doing the construction end of it for 47 years. He started as a baby.
And what do you have there? Building materials for what?
We do doors, windows, kitchen cabinets. We do remodeling. We do siding. We do roofing. Anything to do with the building trades we can do. If you don't see it there, you can call and ask us.
Okay. And you provide excellent hands-on service. Everybody's met with you at the front door. Friendly. Always, always so friendly.
Friendly and knowledgeable.
Very knowledgeable.
Sal always teases me. He says, people call on the phone. People come in. They don't want to see me. They want to see you. What's going on here?
Well, you're very nice. You're very good at what you do. You know what you're doing, and you know how to help people. And people sometimes need some direction and help, and you need a professional opinion, and I'm sure you provide that. You also have great prices.
Our prices are phenomenal. You can't beat our prices.
Very competitive. And you have repeat business, people that come back to you time and time again for many years.
Oh, yes. We've had customers coming back for the last 20, 30 years. They always come back when they need something.
Good.
I needed a specialty door. I went down there. I told them what the problem was, what the dimensions were, and they made it really fast. It's not like you go to the big box store and the guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I love these guys. I think they're excellent.
Okay.
Thank you.
Last week, we spent a lot of time on doors, and we're going to continue with doors. We didn't talk about pocket doors.
Pocket doors are very popular anymore. It takes up a lot less space. Again, I would recommend a pine door for a pocket door because they're so rich and they're not going to fall apart like a hollow corridor will.
Okay, so they're durable.
Yeah.
Now, do people do pocket doors on new construction when everything is wide open? They can make it that way, or do you find that people modify things, go back on a, remodel and make something that was a regular door into a pocket door?
Usually it's on a remodel. People want to take up less space and they'll put in pocket doors and with the pocket door hardware and all the pocket doors.
I've heard arguments for and I've heard arguments against pocket doors. Some people think they're a pain. I can think of three areas in my house that I really wish we did pocket doors. Don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
We didn't even think of it.
Nope. And the difference between the hollow core and the solid door it stops the sound.
Absolutely.
That's a big, it's a sound barrier. It's a big difference.
Space saver, and then go with a nice durable door, and then you have something that's soundproof.
And you can stain it to match your floors. You can do a lot with them, with the solid wood doors.
Yeah, I love the wood doors. That's my personal opinion. I think they're so much nicer.
Richer.
Yes, they are. And a lot of times, too, on closet doors, bifolds are horrible. I just don't like bifolds at all. I always recommend to people to go with double doors in their closets if they have the room to open both doors. And you have full access to your closets, then they're so much nicer.
Now, a lot of times people have wood doors that are sliding doors on closets, but I find often that they come off their tracks.
They do. They do. That's why I always recommend double doors if possible.
Okay, but people don't like that because you're opening the door and maybe, you know, your furniture has to be placed where you can't be in front of that closet, and it's a space thing, right?
Well, that's the big thing. If they don't have the room, they can't do that. But I always tell people, if you have enough room, go with the double doors.
I think that's great advice, and there's nothing like the look of a wood door as opposed to a bifold door.
How many times are you showing a house and you look in into the bedroom where there's children and the bifold door is knocked off the hinges and it's standing next to the closet and you're trying to present this house in its best light and then the doors, they just fell off. I mean, what do you do?
That's true.
It's happened. It's awkward, but it happens. And when people go through house and they see that, all these things that they don't care for or they would change, what's happening is they're adding up all these expenses.
Right.
So what's happening with that price that you're asking, it's coming down in their mind. So, we try to present it the best we can, but we can't do anything if the door comes off in our hand.
That's right. So you think about it before you do it, you plan it out properly, and you can address all these things.
What happens when people, do you have any stories when, you know, we all have locked ourselves out, I'm sure, of a house or a property at one time or another. What do people generally do, and how do you find out about it?
Oh, a lot of people come to us and ask if we have a 9-light glass insert to put in their door because they had to break their door to get into their house because they lost their keys. We've had numerous people do that. We are the only game in town that carries just the glass inserts. So people could come to us if they need an insert and just purchase the insert instead of purchasing a whole new door unit.
All right, I'm guilty of it. I did it one time.
Pat did that
before. Yeah, I did it. I said, do you have the glass? Oh, we have it right here. I was like, thank God.
Thank God.
Thanks God.
What do you do? I mean, if you
gotta put a board, you'd have to board it up.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to put a hole in the door. It's going to look terrible. You have a security issue.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was guilty of that. I was so thankful they had it in stock.
Yeah.
See, that's one of my repeat customers.
Right. And you did. You went to doors, windows.
I got the door there. I says, I got to get the glass
there.
That's
right.
Okay.
Another thing that we do, we match customers' doors. If someone has an interior door, an old hollow core door, and their kid puts a hole through it, they could bring their door to us, and we could match where the hole and the hinges go. Then this way, all they have to do, put the door back on the jamb, they're set with a new door.
So they don't have to do a whole new frame or anything?
Absolutely not. Oh. That would save them a lot of money, and they can go with an upgrade door. They could go with a 6-panel pine or, you know.
How long does that process usually take?
We usually do it within the same day, unless we're extremely busy in the shop. We usually tell people to bring their doors in first thing in the morning so that we can get it done for them and call them back within an hour.
So it could be done in a day.
Oh, absolutely.
See, I would think you'd need weeks for that.
Now, if you went to the big box store, you'd need weeks for it, and they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't match up the hinges.
No.
They'd give you some sob story.
Yeah, no. We're about the only ones that do that.
And you sell all the hardware that you would need in order to install a door, the hinges and the doorknobs and locks and things like that. You have all there.
We have all kinds of lock sets, nickel, brass, whatever people need, brass hinges, nickel hinges, black hinges, whatever people need.
Amazing.
Yep.
So
one-stop shop.
You really are. Okay. And you have also a list of installers that you can, if somebody needed somebody to do this work for them, you would provide them with some names.
Absolutely. And we have gentlemen that work for us that are just excellent installers.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Gordy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And today we're talking with Joni Sarah from Doors, Windows, and More. Joni, how does somebody get in touch with you, please?
They can call us at 570-969-2544. Our address is 1123 Kapaus Avenue in Scranton, right across the street from National Bakery.
And your hours of operation, please?
We are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30, Saturday 8 to 4, closed on Sundays, but we will come in for evening appointments and Sunday appointments if necessary.
And you have a showroom, so you can show a lot of the products.
We have a beautiful showroom.
They do. They have doors everywhere. You could just, like you're looking through, like you're in a store and you used to look at the posters, you'd flip through the posters. They have doors that you flip through like that. They have a room, you just flip through the doors. And
really?
See, absolutely.
Okay, I didn't take the full tour. I've gone through part of the showroom, but I didn't know that. That's amazing.
All different colors, all different glasses.
Right.
Really, you could spend hours in there looking at doors.
Well, there's nothing like looking at something
hands-on.
Right.
And having somebody knowledgeable there who's going to help you.
Yes.
I think is
we take people by the hand.
I had to pick out every bathroom of mine in this house through a catalog. And I really, that's hard to do.
It is hard to do.
So there's nothing like the real thing right in front of you.
That's why we show so many different glass and so many different cabinets, so people could see what they really look like. Because you can't tell by a little picture.
No, you can't. So I did do that. Everything turned out okay, but it could have been a nightmare. All right, we'll go to a break, but before we do, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a four-bedroom home located at 113 Putnam Street in Scranton for $112,000. This home is on a nice-sized lot with off-street parking. It has a covered 10-by-16-foot porch and a large fenced-in yard. It has a beautiful original woodwork, an eat-in kitchen, and economical gas heat. So if you're looking in Scranton for a four-bedroom home on a nice-sized lot, give us a call about 113 Putnam Street for $112,000. And that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
You're going to find this article very interesting, Pat. According to a new survey of consumer trends, Americans don't see eye to eye about the appropriate amount of time for adults to live with parents after college. How long did you live with your mom and dad?
I cannot recall.
Okay. The survey concluded that many parents aren't ready to let go. I don't think I would be. But younger parents may be driving the trend of adults living at home for a longer period of time. According to the survey, millennial parents, and those are the people ages 18 to 34, are fine with grown children living at home for up to 6 years after college, while older parents, and I think that would be us, ages, well, not so much me.
Don't speak. I don't know who you're talking about. You couldn't possibly be talking about me.
Ages 55 and older, they believe that the children, young adults, should be out of the house within 4 years of finishing college. In terms of transitioning into independent adulthood, it's almost as if 27 is the new 18. There's an argument for this that, you know, these young adults need time to get on their feet, but some do regress while others are able to continue their transition into full adulthhood by living at home.
Let me get back here for a second. I was thinking about this. I bought my first place when I was 28 up in the Pocono, so.
Yes.
It wasn't that bad.
Okay.
It wasn't that bad.
Was it a full-time residence?
It depends.
All right. Times have changed. A generation or two ago, when young adults would graduate from college, rent for a time, they would then buy their first home. Their parents would eventually downsize, and it was less acceptable for young adults to move home. Now it's acceptable, but the purpose of the survey was to gain a better understanding of the behaviors of the younger generation and how their lifestyle choices influence the way consumers view homeownership. So that's why I talked about it today. It's time for a short break. We'll be back in a bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Good morning and welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate and 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ready, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, assistant co-host, what else?
Sign guy.
Pat Devaney.
That's me.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
You like this type of topic, don't you?
Yeah, I do, because I've done business with these people and I think very highly of them.
We have Joni Sarah from Doors, Windows, and More. Good morning again.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Co-owner of Doors, Windows, and More with your husband, Sal Sarah. You've been doing this 30 years.
Yes, God bless us.
And they never had a fight.
Never, never. We get along very well. People always ask, how do you guys work together 24/7? But we do.
You are located in Scranton on Capouse Avenue, correct? Across from National Bakery. What's the actual address, please?
It's 1123 Capouse Avenue. Our telephone number is area code 570-969-2544.
And you do provide windows, doors, kitchens, baths. You have a showroom. You have roofing material. You have a lot of different things. You have all the hardware for the doors. You have it right there on site in your showroom, the glass for doors, things that of that nature. People can go in and actually look at the products you sell, correct?
Yes, we have a beautiful showroom. We have a beautiful kitchen display. We have all kinds of door glass on display for people to take a look at and actually see what it looks like. We pretty much take people by the hand and walk them through, not like the big box stores. You know, we know what we're talking about and we try and help our customers, and they are our repeat customers. They come back over and over again.
Okay, so what happens when somebody comes in and they just don't know what they're doing? They're building a house and you tell them what types of doors they should look at?
Yes, I walk them through even in our warehouse, because we have thousands and thousands of doors and windows in our warehouse. So I'll walk them back and show them some of the different style doors and try and give them my opinions on what I like and what they would like to do.
Right, so it's more of a personality thing. You get to know them, what look they're trying to achieve, and then take it from there.
Right, right.
Okay, last week's discussion, we spent some time on the fiberglass front door. You believe that's the most popular these days, as opposed to the steel doors or the wood doors.
Yes, the steel doors, people still buy them, but they're cold to the touch. Fiberglass is so much warmer, and you can get the white fiberglass or the stainable fiberglass. There's so many different glass to choose from. Your front door really makes your home. It really does.
It is a statement.
Yes.
And when we're selling a home, it is important that that statement says, come look at me. I'm well maintained. And that front door is exactly where your eye goes usually when you're driving by a house.
Yeah,
correct?
Nothing like walking up a hallway in a house. You're going towards the front door and you see the sun all around the door. And you're saying, there goes my heat bill.
Right. Right.
Inside and the interior doors, we spend a lot of time talking about pocket doors and how they're space savers.
We do a lot of pocket doors. People do them a lot for remodels in their homes so that they don't take up a lot of space. Also, people go with double doors for their closets. If they have the room, they're absolutely gorgeous. They could get full access to their closets. I prefer wood doors inside the house as compared to the hollow core masonite. They just, there's no comparison. There really isn't.
They hold up better. They stop the sound.
Absolutely.
And if you want to mount something on the door, like a ring or something, it'll actually stick into it.
You could do that.
And a service that you provide, somebody can actually take a door into you that they want replaced and take the actual door to you, and you can have it finished, completed, a new door by day's end.
Ready to hang.
Yes, absolutely. People do that all the time. They'll bring a door, especially if it's for their bathroom. We need it back as soon as possible.
Well, sure they do.
Yeah, but okay. We do that all the time. We match doors. We have a beautiful workshop. Sal runs the workshop, and he is very good at what he does. He's been doing it for a long time.
Quick and efficient.
Yes.
All right. And you are the only place that stocks the glass panels.
Door lights, yes, we do. We're the only ones that have door lights in stock. People could come to us if they break their glass. We could sell them a new insert. Otherwise, if they went somewhere else, they'd have to buy a whole new door unit.
Whole new door unit?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Can't just
How much
it.
Are you saving by doing that? Hundreds.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Excellent. Okay. I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you also provide bathrooms.
We do kitchens, we do bathrooms, we do all
windows.
Kinds of, we do replacement windows, we do all kinds of installation. If people want to just purchase stuff from us, they could just purchase the material, but a lot of times people say, well, could you install this kitchen for me? And we have wonderful installers, they really know what they're doing. That's all they do, that's, they're experts at it.
So in the bathrooms, you feature vanities and things of that nature?
Bathroom vanities to match the kitchen cabinets, all different types, yes.
So if I have a kitchen cabinet I like in the kitchen, you can give me something similar in the bathroom?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What about windows?
We are big on replacement windows. People don't realize the heat loss on old windows. We've done many homes where we've done the whole house of windows, and they come back and tell us the next year, oh my God, we saved so much on our heating bill.
They're so happy. That's significant.
Absolutely is.
Their savings is that significant.
Yes.
And it's so much quieter, too. People think because they have storm windows that I don't need it. Storm windows have drain holes in them. They're made to keep the weather off of the window. They're really not made to keep the cold out.
No, there's no value in a storm window. None at all.
Okay, so you have a selection there with windows. Do you do custom, standard size?
Actually, I have thousands of windows in stock. But if somebody needs a specific size, we can order anything custom made with grids inside the glass. There's all different options. A lot of times people will come to us if they're doing a sunroom, and they'll go with windows I have in stock because they're flexible on the size. And they're saving thousands of dollars on their windows.
Excellent. Now, storm doors, we touched on that slightly, but one of the big regrets that I have, along with not having pocket doors in those three different areas, is the fact that we didn't go with storm doors. Actually, our contractor doesn't like the look of a storm door on a property. We thought about doing a storm door, and we didn't do them, but we do wish we did, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Because popular storm door is a self-storing storm door where you don't have to take the glass or the screen out. It just stores in there. So it's no trying to find some place to put the glass or the screen that's going to get lost.
And I believe it's worth more. I think it's a better idea to spend a little bit more on a screen door, a storm door that's a better quality, because people look to save money, and you're going to buy a chintzy aluminum storm door and then a kid's going to kick it and put his foot through it. I believe you should spend a little bit and get something better.
Yeah, it's not going to hold up. The inexpensive storm doors do not hold up. Ours are a heavy-duty wood core storm door. And the storm door takes more abuse than any door, you know? More than your steel door, your fiberglass door.
And it helps against the elements.
Sure.
The sun, the freezing rain, the snow, so on and so forth. Not to mention we have a little boy, and he goes outside to play, and my doors have to always be shut because if...
Right.
they don't, I'll have every insect in Pennsylvania in my house, right?
You're right.
I can't even identify some of the little bugs that come in. I've never seen them before. Yeah.
But how I wish I had a door, so a storm drawer there.
Yes.
Yeah, and they act as, you know, like the windows, the replacement windows. They actually help with heat savings, right?
Sure, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're definitely good for the weather. I know a lot of people don't use them anymore, but I still like a storm door.
Do you find that people ask for storm doors anymore? Or are they getting away from it?
What people worry about is they want, if they get a fancy glass in their door, they want to be able to see the glass in the door.
Yes.
And that's sometimes an issue. But there's a beautiful, full view storm doors that they could still see all the glass in the door.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yes, I like them. And some of these storm doors are actually heavier than the main door.
Yes.
They built them so they didn't used to always be that way. They're very light. But nowadays, they're heavy doors.
They are. And they have the heavy duty doors have double closers on them, one on the top, one on the bottom, so that the wind doesn't take them away.
Right. That's another problem. Mm-hmm. If it's not latched.
Right.
The wind takes it and it's down the street.
Yep.
Well, you're going back to Joni and getting glass.
It's blown away, right?
You're back for another door.
All right. Okay. Well, a lot of people don't like having to open two doors when they're coming home with a bunch of groceries, that sort of thing. It's a convenience thing. And the look. I think a lot of people don't want to lose the look of their front or back door or whatever.
Right.
But I think it's one of the regrets we had. So we'll be down to talk to you about storm doors
anytime,
in the near future.
Anytime.
I see a storm door installation in my future.
Well, we always talk about it. And now we're going to do it.
Oh, great.
We always
talk
about it.
Thanks a lot, Joni. Thank you very much.
Well, we had 2 weeks of fabulous discussion with you about everything that doors, windows, and more does. We thank you for your time with us these past 2 weeks. We had excellent discussion.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And please tell Sal hi. I don't know how he's surviving without you, but you got to get back to the shop.
Get back to the shop.
Okay. How does someone get in touch with you?
Okay, you can call us at 570-969-2544. And Doors, Windows, and More is located at 1123 Kapaus Avenue in Scranton, right across the street from National Bakery.
It's the building with all the doors over the outside of the building. You can't miss it.
All different color doors, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Thanks again, Joni.
Thank you.
Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have an absolutely gorgeous colonial-style home with 4 bedrooms and 2 baths, plus an in-law suite with 1 bedroom and 1 bath, all for only $239,000. This wonderful home is located on the corner at 1240 Clay Avenue in Dunmore. This home has beautiful woodwork, hardwood floors, Anderson windows, bow windows, and a partially finished basement. The kitchen is large and beautiful with granite countertops, tile floor, and a fireplace in the kitchen. It also has reasonable taxes, off-street parking, and plenty of space. So if you're looking in Dunmore for a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home, plus an in-law suite, give us a call about 1240 Clay Avenue for only $239,000.
Thank you, Pat. And the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors statistics, latest statistics for 30 days for Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming counties. Median sales price for 2-bedroom single family homes, 2 bedrooms or less, is $77,000. That's the median sales price. For 3-bedroom single family homes, the median sales price is $120,000. For 4 bedrooms or more single family homes, the median sales price is $190,000. And altogether, median sales price for all types of single family homes is $133,000. And how are people paying for homes? 29.7% for the last 30 days paid cash. 39.8% went with a conventional loan. 19.5% went with a Federal Housing Administration, that's the FHA loan. And 3.6% went with the Rural Housing Loan. 4.3% went with a Veterans Administration, that's the VA loan. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Have a wonderful weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.